Cobra Attack. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, again, join us on the phones at 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on anything you want. Obviously, it was big news over the weekend. We covered it in quite a bit. We covered quite a bit of it over the weekend on our Saturday show with the killer, the crazed madman who has slaughtered six people and I think injured something like a dozen more. Just a sad, tragic occurrence.
He got his arraignment today. Apparently, he talked during it. Some of the news guy I was watching called him articulate when he said the word yes.
Because he enunciated?
I don't know.
As opposed to saying yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, we read some of his.
He looked like a mad. I mean, with some of his ramblings, when you read them, I mean, I can see why the guy would have expected something less than the ability to articulate the word yes. But I thought it was funny that one would, you know, use the word articulate to describe yes.
Yeah, so the guy is a nutter. I mean, we read some of his ramblings, as you mentioned, Mark, on Saturday night. And I don't know, maybe we'll read some more eventually because it's really crazy stuff. but that's not all that's in the news, obviously. Of course, there are other things going on in the world, and some would even say that this particular story has overshadowed some others. So, of course, we'll talk about whatever is on your mind tonight at 800-259-9231. And one of the stories I never got to last week that I'd intended to was this animal deaths story. And there was a lot. We talked about it, and there's...
The birds and the fish.
Right, the thousands of birds and thousands of fish that are coming, you know, to... They're dying, and they're falling from the sky. They're
Italy and
up.
Maine and all over the place.
Right. Yeah,
lots of different places.
And it seems so weird.
There was something like Sweden, too.
I didn't hear about Sweden. I heard
about
five states here that I'm aware of and Italy.
Sweden, you could include Sweden. They had something called cock jays or something like that. What was the term?
I have no idea.
Little crows, little blackbirds.
So I figured we needed to do an update on this because I had asked the question on the air, not knowing, is this unusual? Was my first question was, is this unusual or is there some sort of internet phenomenon happening here where people are over-reporting?
Is Jesus coming back or have we seen this before?
Well, and we had discussed it, the three of us, actually, was the night the story broke, and I mentioned that there is something called the kill rate or whatever, where during the season, some blackbirds die in the south.
Because it's too cold. Right.
Because they're flying south or whatever. I mean, I'm not sure why, but in fact, you know, they have some expectation that they're going to see some, but not in anywhere this number.
Well,
yeah. I'd love to hear the explanation because I have never heard of anything like this many birds dying in that small of an area. Well, like the pictures I've seen are just birds littering the ground.
Yeah, so there is an explanation. Whether you'll believe it or not is another question, because some people are going to say, well, this is just the system, you know, that they're covering. It's the mainstream media. They're just trying to, you know, cover it up and make it look like everything's fine. But according to Discovery,
I've had several thoughts run through my head about these things, and the most believable to me seems to be some kind of military weapon that they've been testing. But it's all over.
So according to Discovery News at discovery.com. It has been a bad week for wild animals. Starting just before the turn of the new year, 500 red-winged blackbirds died together in Louisiana. Some 100 jackdaws, I think that's the word you're looking for, turned up dead on a street in Sweden. And in Arkansas, an estimated 100,000 fish went belly up the day before 5,000 blackbirds slammed into roofs, mailboxes, and the ground at full speed. Such massive, dramatic, and high-profile events have fueled concerns that nature is coming to an end. Or at least that something weird and disturbing is going on in the animal kingdom. But experts say massive die-offs like these are not at all unusual. From bats to whales to bees to frogs, wildlife health experts say major mortality events happen every year for reasons that include bad weather, disease outbreaks, and poisonings. The main reason this recent spate of events seems so strange is that most of the time, these mass deaths occur in places where no one notices.
Yeah.
So
if you know, this was in a residential area in Arkansas. If it had been in, you know, there are plenty of places in Arkansas that are not residential. They're so rural that no one would have ever noticed.
Yeah.
They would have never known. The birds would have hit the ground at whatever speed, and trees and bushes at whatever speed they hit it.
And vultures would come pick the bones clean.
And they'd been gone.
Yeah. So experts, again, say that it's Robert Meese, an avian ecologist at the University of California, Davis, says this is really not the unusual thing that people are trying to make it into. A lot of this stuff happens without anyone documenting it. Dramatic die-offs are most common in animals that congregate or travel in large groups. Migratory birds, for example, often become disoriented by fog or storms, causing them to run into towers, bridges, and wind turbines and trees. On their long journeys, migratory birds may also accidentally ingest pesticides or even poisons that were specifically left for them. That weather can work against them, too, particularly if they migrate too soon in an unseasonably cold year. Records kept by the United States Geological Survey list at least 16 die-offs of more than 1,000 blackbirds or starlings over the past 30 years, according to a spokesperson for them, but of group deaths among animals have been going on for a lot longer than that. In a review study published in 2007 in the journal Ibis, researchers looked through European and North American bird journals and other references dating back to the 19th century. They found frequent reports of deaths of birds in the hundreds, thousands, or more. In one of the most extreme examples, an estimated 1.5 million Lapland longspurs died during a March 1904 storm in Minnesota and Iowa. And it's not just birds that can die en masse. Tens of thousands of salmon died in Northern California's Klamath River in 2002 when the water temperature got too high for them. Strandings of whales, seals, and turtles get occasional attention. In recent years, caves full of bats have been dying from white noise syndrome. And entire hives of bees have been going down for reasons that are still unclear.
Yeah.
Most of the time, when many animals die at once, they do it far from our daily lives in fields, caves, forests, or national wildlife refuges, where animals often live in unusually high concentrations, and therefore diseases can spread quickly. In Beebe, on the other hand, thousands of blackbirds had settled for the night in trees near people's homes. After a series of fireworks blasts went off New Year's Eve, the birds were startled off their roosts. Because blackbirds can't see at night, they ended up flying all over the place, mostly downward. One bird made it into... I still think that's a... seems like a flimsy explanation, but...
You'd think that...
With such a low population, it's not like the fireworks were, you know, as extravagant as maybe Singapore.
Right?
You'd think that a bird would have some kind of built-in altimeter. I mean, you know, they'd know whether they were flying parallel to the ground or, you know, straight up, straight down. But as I understand it... pilots can get confused too.
Vertigo, basically.
Yeah, and they end up flying upside down and towards the ground or something like that. If they don't have the altimeter to look at, I suppose that if the bird's been scared and they don't know what's going on, they could fly directly into the ground, I guess.
Well, one bird apparently actually made it into a house when the homeowner opened the door to see what was causing the racket. Most landed on roofs and the ground, making loud clunking noises as they shattered themselves to death. Necropsies revealed internal hemorrhaging with no sign of pesticides. They weren't falling as dead carcasses, according to the expert. They didn't fall from the sky. They flew from the sky, and that makes it less weird.
Yeah, that does make it less weird to me. Yeah. I feel much better. I can discount the alien story now.
Another unique aspect of the Beebe incident was that noise played a role, said a spokesperson for the National Wildlife Center. When the Swedish birds also died after a fireworks event, he said mass die-offs are more likely connected to a disease or weather. I think people are often very surprised that this kind of phenomenon happens, that wildlife are susceptible to disease, and there are large outbreaks in the wild because they often go unseen, pointing out that there are reports like this that are investigated every single year. I think people should be aware that mortality events in wildlife are normal. They are a fact of life. And I just wish it didn't take basically a whole week for this story to become visible. Shouldn't this have been the first question that journalists were asking? I mean, I don't consider myself a journalist, but it was the first question that I asked.
There was only one line throughout that entire story that I'd read out of the four stories that mentioned die-offs.
Yeah, it was all about, all focused on how weird this is.
Conspiracy.
Look at all this going on. Well, apparently it's not so weird. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Ready for the tax season? Well, there's a new rule you might want to know about coming up in a bit. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything at all. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website where all the features are brought to you for free. That's the way a good talk show website should be. And I like our website because it's really a site that is created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything that you see on our wiki. You can add new features to the front page of freetalklive.com. You can, if you've got something that you want to share, like a video or a blog post or a news item, you just post it as what's called show prep on the site, and then other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people getting together, concentrating activism, and different types of activism, too. Everything from politics to civil disobedience to media to outreach projects. And there's all kinds of stuff to be done here, including supporting our friends when they have to go to court. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about it. And Michelle, you and I went out this morning with approximately 23, I think, people total, like well over 20 people.
As from as far as New York.
That's right. People coming from Connecticut, New York, all over the place to show support for our friends Pete and Adam from Liberty on Tour.
Yes.
Is he officially changed his name now?
He is, and I'm embarrassed to say that how I could remember it was a demo and not a demo is.
It is spelled like a demo, though.
No. Ademo Lamo.
Oh.
I love
he's not
you.
Lamo. He's very nice.
I know he's not, but I was trying to.
Ademo. So is it Ademo or
Ademo?
Ademo. All right. So Ademo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com, who we've had on this show a number of times, and we may end up having one or two or both of them on tomorrow night if they're still in town. I think they will be. But they were going down to Greenfield, Massachusetts, by the way, the home of Penn Jillette, hometown of Penn Jillette. They went down there for what was expected to be a trial and a pretrial hearing as they were both arrested not too long ago, I guess several months back, when they were down there trying to visit some friends that
bail out Rich Paul.
Yeah, they were trying to bail some people out that were in jail, and they were at the jail. They were arrested for videotaping, even after they were told that they had permission to videotape.
Yeah, it was a very confusing situation.
And that they were clearly in what is a public area. They were at a jail in the lobby of the jail. And, of course, there are cameras.
Videotaping in a public place, public officials working for, you know, public dollars at public time.
And right. They're being videotaped.
Correct. Absolutely. If you're in a jail lobby or anywhere near a jail, you can very well believe you are on multiple video cameras.
And allegedly, those video cameras are, the video on those video cameras are available to the public through Sunshine Laws.
Correct. Right to know laws, things like that. So they were arrested. It's a bunch of nonsense. Then they went in and they tore up MARV, which is the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, their RV that they've been driving around across the country. They tore it up. They ended up charging them with some additional crap, too, from what I understand. And so they were going in to face the wiretapping charges today.
Yes, Ademo was there for a trial, and Pete was there for an arraignment of some sort. Not an arraignment, but the next
a pretrial
step.
Hearing pre-trial, is what it was called.
Which is so silly, because, of course, it's known that they don't live in the area, and they had their initial arraignment or whatever on the same day, same time, and the next one or whatever, and they scheduled, their trials were scheduled for different times. And
that's right,
and
they split them up for some reason. And then today, one of the things they wanted to do was join the trial. So after they'd split up their trials, they then decided they wanted to join them. Anyway, so my point being, 20-plus liberty-minded people turned out at 8:30 in the morning in this little town in Massachusetts at this courthouse, which was, we had so many people there, we almost filled all of the seats that they had. There were other people there for court, too, and it was standing room only in this courtroom as a result of that. And so we got there, and of course, as usual, everybody's waiting for the judge, the robed man, or in this case, robed woman, to come in. And I made the comment that, what kind of a courtroom is this? The robed man is going to use the same door as the rest of us?
And then I laughed. And did you hear her? She looked right at me and she said, I will not have any laughing in my courtroom.
No laughing in this courtroom.
She was Can there be crying?
Yeah, she's a real barrel of laughs, this judge. So essentially, what transpired.
And you
was,
know what she's upset about? She's upset that a bunch of people came to support these guys.
Sure.
When we were wearing shirts. You there. I mean, the idea that this is a public trial is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
Now, these people don't, they don't want this, they don't expect this, and this isn't the way they want things to go at all.
Well, it was very interesting that you bring that up, Mark, because she makes this, she made a comment before they got started, which was essentially, all right, everybody who's not here for these two trials, leave the room.
Now, this is five people.
Right, this is a public court. You know, some people did get up and leave. But that, again, goes to back up what you're saying, that they don't want members of the public to see what's going on. They don't want people to know that they're charging people with so-called wiretapping for recording with video cameras, which is obvious. It's not, like, surreptitious. They were recording with video cameras out in the open in a public place. She doesn't want people to see this. She doesn't want people to see or hear what Pete and Ademo, I'm going to have to get used to that, I have to say. So she tells everybody to leave, and because she's a judge, and because there are bailiffs, people will obey. They got right up and they walked right out.
However, when the bailiff announced that the judge was entering the room, and he said, all rise, it was very interesting to be a part of 20-something people not rising.
Yeah, that was great.
People did it for different reasons. I know that that Dale, who is a Quaker, you know, it's against his religion. It really is mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, you know, it's against their idea of people not being having people over you that
God's no respecter of persons.
That's
and,
right.
Quakers believe that you know, you're supposed to be Christ-like, and that you know, so therefore you do not respect one person over another. Why would you rise for a judge when you don't rise for someone else coming in? Is
for
the
me,
judge
it's
a better person?
For me, it's idolatry.
It is idolatry.
I don't worship the state.
Totally.
They'll tell you that. They'll in fact tell you that you're supposed to respect the position.
Mm.
The you know, that you're supposed to respect the court. And what are those things other, you know, if it's the robe, it's either the robe or it's the court or it's the bench or it's the room.
The authority.
I'm not sure what it is. Well, the authority doesn't exist, right? Authority is imaginary. So I must be expected to respect something specific. And that specific thing is a graven image as far as I'm concerned.
So it was actually hilarious when they did this, because they did this a couple times, because the judge ended up kicking us out after the first. There was an initial hearing where basically Ademo told her that he wanted to move forward because the state's prosecutor,
his attorney not being there.
Right. The state's prosecutor let the judge know that the state defense attorney that had been assigned to Ademo was not going to be able to make it because he had sliced his finger open and had to go to surgery or something like that, some excuse. And Ademo basically said, look, I didn't want him anyway. Let's just move ahead. Please, let's go to trial. He didn't want him to put it off because they were getting ready to put it off. No, I'm ready to take care of myself here. Let's just move ahead. So she basically decided, all right, well, we're going to hear all these other cases, so you guys can go back out in the hallway at that point. And the funniest thing was when they said all rise and none of us stood up, at one point the guy says, remain seated, just so he can be obeyed. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features completely free, so enjoy those. The bulletin board system is one of them. You can go and get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And does your company have needs in the area of collections? It's a big hassle having to do that yourself. SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. And their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, as well as treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner right at the top of the banner column over at freetalklive.com. So just kind of continuing the update here on what transpired this morning in Greenfield, Massachusetts, as Michelle, myself, and well over 20 other liberty-minded activists.
And Aziza, who's not an activist. But
she's an activist. She came out this morning. She's an activist.
She has bragging rights now.
But has she never done anything like this before?
Not as a quote-unquote adult and as her own person. You know, she got dragged along with me forever.
But so she made the choice to come this morning.
Yeah, and she had rejected the whole thing. She's like, Mom, I'm a theater person. I don't
rejected
do that.
Rejected the whole activism thing.
Yes, and thought we were kind of silly. But then, of course, Ademo and Peter are friends of ours since before we moved here.
So then something happened to friends, and that changed how she perceived things.
And we had gone to their trial in Mississippi, in Laurel. And so, you know, of course, there was the emotional draw. But then as she got around and she's been talking to everyone, you know, the last couple of days, she just walked in,
She's got headphones and she doesn't know we're talking about her yet.
Then yes, she went down there and you could just see that she was getting all excited and pumped up.
Yeah, and it was great, and it was an exciting time, because there were well over, like I say, 20 people. I mean, how many people does this happen to, where you get arrested for something, or a friend gets arrested for something, and they want some friends to show up to support them in court, and, like, Mom comes, and that's it. it's so typical that your friends are too busy to do anything else, you know, to do anything to support you in these situations. And that's understandable.
People even have an expectation that that's going to happen.
That their friends will come to court
for
them?
You know, like it's just not an expectation for most people.
Well, there may be different reasons why. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Look, a lot of people had to work. We might have had 40 people this morning if it were more of a convenient time. Obviously, it's 8 in the morning, 8:30 or whatever. There are a lot of people that aren't going to be able to make it due to other responsibilities. But that's why it's so great being here, is because we have hundreds of people from which to draw, to pull people from all over the place to come to these things. That way, if people have to work, it's no big deal.
Right.
You've got work? No problem. We've got 20 people that don't. We've got 20 people that, you know, some of them go to work in the afternoon, or some of them are not working, or they're self-employed, like you and I, Michelle. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little easier for us to do things that are flexible like that.
But February 18th is the next one, and I would encourage as many people. I think that's a long weekend because it's President's Day weekend, typically. And so, you know, y'all can take your three-day weekend and come to New Hampshire and support Damo and Pete. And I mean, I woke up from my nap with this, you know, vision of the streets lined with signs and a chance to have the area, the galley or whatever, courtroom filled to where there wouldn't be a place for anyone else to sit down. You know,
it was almost to that point.
Except for that four police officers sitting behind us taking up that one area. And I must say, I have a confession to make. I am a little bit ashamed of my behavior today.
Why? What happened?
Well, you know, I get excited. I'm an emotional person. And
you say something you regret?
Well, it's, you know, I think I regret not treating those cops as though compassionately, like they are trapped slaves. And instead, I treated them like they are the slave foreman, which I think is kind of typical of, you know, they're the strong arms. But they are, in fact, slaves themselves. And I wish that I'd been a little bit more compassionate with that and less...
That's sometimes my critique of myself.
I ridiculed them a little bit, and I wish I wouldn't have. And I do also wish that I'd spent more time talking one-on-one to the people who were waiting out in the hallway, who, as I walked out, I said, do not take the plea deal.
Now, I agree with you and Ian that I do this myself, is when you're talking about the low-level functionary, whether you're talking about the private in the Army or the corporal or, you know, anybody on up to the sergeants and all that stuff, or the cops or, you know, the DMV worker or anything like that, you critique them for working for the man and, you know, working inside a coercive, violent system. Cops are clearly the foot soldiers in the war on freedom. I mean, I know many of them don't want to be that, but you know, the system it coerces them at the same time. So when you start critiquing that many people, I mean, we've heard numbers on this show, and I don't know if there's any way to verify this, but if you count people that work for companies that have government contracts, that half of the U.S. population works for the government. So to critique somebody who works for the government as they're doing something bad, you really cut down on the amount of people that you can convince of this, because people are going to be, it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to be convinced that they themselves are doing something wrong. It's much easier to convince people that somebody else is doing something wrong. But, you know, it was in, when you look at the peace movement, it was the guys that were being drafted, whether they went or not. Those were the guys that were, in fact, doing something about the peace movement back in, you know, the time of Vietnam and that kind of thing. The rest of the folks, not as much. So these are valuable allies. And if you cannot alienate them in some way, if I cannot alienate them in some way, I'd like to do that. I do tend to kind of get stuck on this issue, though. I am of two minds.
So we're there, and despite whatever self-critique we may have, I thought it was overall a pretty successful event. Where a lot of folks came out in support. And as I mentioned, there was the issue where the bailiff says he's telling everybody to rise for the judge. I don't think any of our people stood. So the majority of the people that were in the audience area did not stand for this judge. And this time they didn't freak out about it. The first time we were there for, I think it was a pretrial hearing for a demo, the first time we were there, there were maybe about 10 of us, so not as many. And when they said all rise, not all stayed seated. So maybe about 6 of the 10 stayed seated. and they started shouting. The bailiff started yelling, and there's video footage of this. I don't know how you'll find it. It's probably over at copblock.org or libertyontour.com. But the video footage that I shot of this shows that a couple people got scared because they're yelling, and that, you know, that seems dangerous, and they come quickly to the front, and they're yelling at the same time, and, you know, stand up, stand up!
And they have guns.
Right, and they're scary.
Mm-hmm.
The bailiffs have guns?
I don't know about
that. There are men in this case, all men, there were no women, in there that are big and scary with guns that are not, you know, looking favorably upon people not standing.
I have to say, I didn't notice it, but I'll take Michelle's word for it. I know that the bailiffs in the Keene court system have guns under those sport coats that they wear, from what I understand, at least. And so again, last time they yelled and they, you know, they rushed forward and they yelled and, you know, some people stood and then three people stayed seated. Meg, who's on with us on Saturday nights, and Pete, who's also under attack by this court system, they stayed seated and they were not forced to rise. They were not arrested or anything like that. And then the second time they said all rise, some more people stayed seated who had risen before, and they didn't make a big deal about it. They just said, so you're not going to stand up? And everybody basically said, yeah, no, we're not standing up. And that's when they let it drop. Today, there was no violence towards the people that weren't standing at all. It was just the bailiff just looked a little befuddled and then said, all right, remain seated. And it was just hilarious. So then later, the same thing happened. It was incredibly successful, a little bit of civil disobedience. And, mm-hmm. and for some people, it was their first time doing that. I know that I was sitting next to a Keene native who had actually come out, David, who actually sometimes calls the show. And he was a little concerned. You know, he'd never done this before, not standing for a judge. When I told him that I wasn't going to do it and that some other people weren't, then he felt much more comfortable.
Empowered.
Yeah, he felt much more comfortable. So
safety in numbers.
It
totally does.
It makes a huge difference, and that's, you know, back to where I was coming from, freestateproject.org. You get together with other like-minded people, and things become possible mm-hmm. that didn't seem fathomable mm-hmm. before.
Yep.
It is amazing. So their trials were postponed. They didn't accept Ademo's demand of having the trial right then and there, which is what he'd come down there for, and they were hoping to go on and hit the road again, and now they're going to have to come back in another month, so they might end up staying here, which would be cool.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, we're coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll get a full list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on to more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Also go to promote.freetalklive.com to get that full list of things. There's so much you can do, and you know, whether you want to contribute some money to the AMP program or print out flyers or different things, go to promote.freetalklive.com.
So you hear ads all the time on talk radio about buying gold and sometimes about buying silver. Mostly it's about buying gold. But, you know, two things that I found when buying gold is, A, I didn't know who had the best price, and B, I had no way to compare things, apples and oranges. You know, one company wanted to sell me, you know, Civil War gold pieces. Others wanted to sell me ones from the turn of the century. And I didn't feel like I could compare these things. I created gold.freetalklive.com to solve those problems for you. The coins that we have there are simple coins that they should have at every single one of these gold dealers. You can look at the rates that we have there. You can call other companies. You can compare rates. I think that you'll find the cheapest ones are at gold.freetalklive.com for the same thing. So go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can also get silver there, and they even have a layaway plan if you call the 800 number that's at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Just a few more thoughts from what Michelle and I experienced this morning as we came out to support Ademo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com as they were being scheduled for a demo, scheduled for a trial. Pete, a pre-trial on so-called wiretapping charges for when they were recording with video cameras down in Massachusetts at a jail down there. And so we were there with over 20 people. A lot of us actually had T-shirts because I guess Ademo and Pete made up some.
Those were great. I think Clyde actually made those.
Mm-hmm.
No Victim, No Crime.
Right. And it actually, yeah, No Victim, No Crime, and like this bloody font for some reason on the front of the shirt. And then on the back, Liberty
on. It was black, not red, bloody.
Right, it was black on yellow, basically. And so we had
Dog Live colors.
We had a bunch of people. Those are kind of the I guess anarchy colors or something.
You know they took it from
we
us.
We were asked about that, actually.
About the colors or the shirts?
By the shirts and the colors that were on the shirts. And there were three officers/attorney something or another standing out in the in the hallway there, and they asked about something, and I said, you know, those are the colors for basically anarcho-capitalism, but yes, as opposed to, you know, socialistic anarchy,
right, as opposed to the red and black, which is the other anarchist. But
I'm sure they found that very convincing.
Yeah, so we chatted about it a little bit, and they wanted to know if we were. They just wanted to make sure we weren't teabaggers, is what they said.
Definitely not. So, and I, by the way, I can't stand the terms anarchy or capitalist, but nonetheless, that's another discussion. So we were there at the court, big success. Of course, it wasn't a successful day for Adamo and Pete, who were continued to a later date. They had, of course, scheduled to come up here specifically for this. They were at a different place in the country.
Right. They came up from, what, North Carolina?
They drove all the way up here several hours.
This is the trick. This is what it, when it comes to taking this stuff to court, you know, they know that they can make it a real pain for you, and they do that.
Yeah, they're just driving to work in the morning for 15 minutes. These people work there every single day, but they know that you have to schedule things special. You've got to take time off work. You've got to come in.
At the
in.
Very least, even if you are in town, you have to take time off work.
Yep, and so true. And so they're just screwing around as usual, and they've delayed the trials till the 18th, February 18th.
That's correct.
We presume it's going to be another early morning thing, although I haven't gotten those details yet. And as you said, Michelle, they are the guys from Liberty on Tour hoping even more people can come out to this one. And one of the things that's kind of going to be interesting about them continuing this, like if they keep delaying and they keep putting it off, well, this time we decided to become more active at the courtroom than before, because now we've got these great flyers that Meg made up, the Don't Take a Plea Bargain flyers that we've been handing out for the last several weeks, actually the last few months here in Keene, at the morning arraignments that they have at district court, to encourage people to say, hey, look, this system is a scam. And, of course, a lot of people that go to court know it. They know it's a scam. They know it's just milking them for money. So it kind of lays it out for them. It lays out the case against taking a plea deal, because it shows that, pretty clear, I think. It shows that if you take the plea deal, it may seem beneficial in the short term, but long term, it makes things worse for you and for everybody, because you become somebody in their eyes who is going to pay. You are someone from which they have successfully extracted $400 for that pot that they found on you, and that means they know that the next time they get you for something, you're going to pay that too. So you get a little check mark by your name in their system that says sucker, and you know, they just... they know you. They will look you up when they pull you, when they're, you know, driving behind you. They'll pull up your tag, and oh, this guy was convicted of marijuana possession. Oh, we know he's good for another one, so let's pull him over and find something else to charge him with. So there's that kind of personal long-term consequence, and then there's also the longer-term, wider scope of that this is bad for everybody. If everybody takes the plea deal, it means that the government guys don't have to do any work. They don't actually have to prove a case. They don't have to go to trial. All they have to do is intimidate people, and if they're successful at intimidating them by saying, you know, we're going to charge you with all these crimes, and oh, don't worry, well, here's the plea deal, all you have to do is plead guilty, and then we'll just sentence you to probation and $1,000 in fines. And don't worry, if you don't have it all at once, you can get on our payment plan.
They've got that for you, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that so many people take this plea deal really screws everybody over long term.
Right. It doesn't just screw the perpetrator, if you will, over. It screws over everyone, the system entirely. You know, the innocent person, if they're, you know, so these plea bargains don't just stop with marijuana charges. They're in everything from murder on down. And so the innocent people, if the perpetrator takes a plea, then they obviously didn't get the full force of justice, right? Mm-hmm. So the victim is harmed in that case. When you have the perpetrator, sometimes they'll take the plea in order to, they're scared of what's going to happen in court, even if they're not as guilty as they're called. You know, they'll pile these charges up on people. That's no good for them. All it's good for is the prosecutor, even the cops. I mean, if you're a cop, you want somebody to get get justice, and they don't get that.
Yeah, if you're a cop, you want to go to court because you get paid overtime, too. So cops like it when you take them to trial.
I got to talk to the four cops sitting behind us about Oath Keepers. I always like that as an introduction to, as a way to introduce the idea of dialogue, you know, with cops to see kind of where they're coming from. And so I got to do that. I gave each of the four officers a don't take the plea deal brochure, and then was able to speak to another person.
And you might as well give it to them, because it's not like they're not going to find it. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Right. And then I spoke to someone else about the idea that it's not as though I'm against justice. And, you know, because his point was, well, if you don't have a police force and you don't have a court system and if you don't have a state, then there's just going to be chaos and people are going to be able to do whatever they want and crime will ensue and people are going, you know, this
sure, common
logical,
common
you know, right. And so I got to talk to them about private security and things. So I think for me, I was able to have dialogue with people that I wouldn't normally get.
Absolutely. And that's one of the point I wanted to make was this is one of the changes that happened this time out is we had those flyers, those plea deal flyers, mm-hmm. and we were out in the lobby, all kinds of victims of the court sitting there waiting for their hearings and their trials. And so we're passing them out. You and I and Meg, I think yep. a couple other people, we're just passing these things out all on the inside of this courthouse. And so now they want us to come back. Well, guess what? We're going to do it again.
Right. So it's a, you know, disincentive to them instead of just trying to drag everybody in there over and over again, which they have, you know, all kinds of fun doing. They did that with Catherine Bleich the last time. You know, now,
dragged her up from Texas and then said, oh, we'll have you back.
Now they're doing. Now they have a disincentive because you're, you know, these are their suckers, their pigeons.
Right. They want to keep them in the dark.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could find out if there are any other wiretapping cases that are going on in that particular district between now and then, and we could go down and support those people and educate people on.
It's not a bad idea.
Jury nullification and plea, you know, something between now and then. It was an hour drive.
I don't know how you'd find that out. Maybe you'd have to call the defense attorney or the state defenders. That might be a way to figure that out. And at one point, actually, and by the way, I forgot to mention, you can see the video of this. The audio's not so great, but you can hear a good portion of it. You can see the video of Adamo and Pete in court today. You can go to freekeen.com. It's right there at the top of the page. And at one point, you'll hear me ask the prosecutor, how many of your crimes today or your cases today have real, like, criminals that actually had a victim? And at first, he didn't want to answer the question, and then he answered it. He had 15 cases total, of which 5 had, you know, victims.
Huh.
Yeah, so a whole third.
Right.
That's I'm surprised.
1-800-259-9231. Well, of course, I didn't. We didn't look through his files to see what he meant by victim, right? So who really knows? But nonetheless, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want, a little bit about the shooter, and we'll take your calls next in hour number 2. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.